In Northwest news from KPLU, environmental groups are calling it the strongest action the United States has ever taken to fight climate change, the Clean Power Plan unveiled by President Obama and the EPA. But in Washington state, a plan to cap and trade carbon failed to get through the legislature, despite a governor who won election on the promise of a clean energy economy. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe caught up with him and others for reaction.
Governor Inslee makes no beans about it. He blames the legislature for the lack of a clear climate policy in Washington right now. He acknowledges his political reputation is riding on it, but he says Olympia's lawmakers are not cooperating with him.
They just have produced zero when it comes to any meaningful carbon reduction plans. So now it's time for the executive branch to act, because it is our responsibility.
That's why Inslee last week directed the State Department of Ecology to forge ahead with the first half of his cap and trade plan, the CAP. He told that agency to start writing the rules that tell big polluters like the state's aluminum smelter to stop spewing by saying, hey, you can't do that anymore.
It's like a stop sign. If you want to stop people from driving from an intersection, you put up a stop sign. We need to put up a stop sign, a binding limit on carbon pollution.
But business groups say there's a risk that could actually send all the aluminum smelters' jobs to another state without stopping the pollution. Some are favoring an alternative plan for a straight carbon tax, modeled after one in British Columbia. Todd Myers is with the conservative Washington Policy Center. He says the seductiveness of cap and trade is the idea that you can draw that line in the sand, but he says it doesn't work.
Cap systems tend to be very complicated about what counts and what doesn't and who gets it and are they grandfathered, and all of those things get gamed.
That's why he's one of the key supporters of a rival to Inslee's plan, an initiative for a carbon tax, putting the extra price on carbon first and letting market forces do the work of cutting pollution. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.